Title: Rebuilding Classic Rave Tambours with Stock Devices Advanced. Alright, let's build some proper classic rave tambours inside Ableton Live using only stock devices, and then actually make them work in a rolling drum and bass context. This isn't a nostalgia trip. In DNB and Jungle, these sounds are functional. Bright stabs are basically rhythmic punctuation that cut through a break. Hooverish mids can glue a drop together without you adding 10 more layers. And Mentasm-style metallic leads? Those are pure hype, because they live right where your ear locks onto a hook. We're going to create four sounds: a 90s rave stab, a Hoover or Rave Reese hybrid mid, a Mentasm-style metallic lead, and a noise riser for transitions. Then we'll talk about how to arrange them so they don't fight the drums, and how to resample them so they stop feeling like a synth preset and start feeling like real rave autono. First, project setup. Put your tempo at 174 BPM. That's a comfortable, classic rolling pocket. Make four MIDI tracks and name them Stab, Hoover, Mentasm, and FX. Now set up three return tracks. Return A is a short room, hybrid reverb, set to a room or chamber, with a short decay. Return B is dub delay, echo, synced. Return C is a wide verb, longer reverb or hybrid reverb, filtered so it doesn't cloud the low end. Here's a big mindset that will save you all lesson. Build the dry core first, then use sends. If you build your sound in a big wet space, it'll feel impressive solo, and then fall apart the moment the break comes in. Quick coach note before we touch devices: decide the role of each sound in the depth field. Is it front, mid, or back? Front means short envelope, little reverb, more transient bite. Mid means modulation like chorus, controlled sustain and less aggressive 2-4K. Back means longer delay and verb, filtered top end, less transient. Pick one role per sound so all your rave elements don't pile up in the same in your face layer. Let's start with the classic rave stab. On the stab track, load wave eatable. After it, put saturator, EQ8, auto filter, chorus ensemble optionally, glue compressor optionally, and utility. In Waveatable, set oscillator 1 to a square, or PWM if you've got it available in your version. Oscillator 2 to a saw, but quieter, around minus 12 dB. Add a touch of unison. Classic mode, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount low, like 10 to 20. We're not making a super saw, we're making an organish chord hit that stays punchy. Turn on the filter and use something ladderish, like MS2 or PRD. Set the cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5K to start. Resonance about 10 to 20%, and add a bit of drive, maybe 3 to 6 dB. Now the envelope is the personality. For the amp envelope, go tight. Attack basically instant, half a millisecond to a few milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. This is the hit and get out behavior that makes it feel like a sampled stab. For the filter envelope, give it a quick BWah at the front. Set envelope amount around 20 to 40, decay about 120 to 280 milliseconds, sustain at zero. Now when the chord hits, it opens and closes just enough to speak. Now add saturator. Use analog clip, drive around 3 to 8 dB, and soft clip on. This is the quick way to move it from clean synth into rave territory, because saturation creates harmonics that read like a sampled source. Then EQ8 for basic mix hygiene. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. In DNB, that space belongs to the bass and the punch of the kick. If the stab is boxy, dip 300 to 500 Hz by a couple dB. And if it needs bite, a gentle boost somewhere 2 to 5K. Now auto filter. You can either set it to move with a very light envelope follower, or the more controllable move, map the cutoff to a macro and automate it in the arrangement. That's how you get it opens up into the drop without changing the patch. Optional chorus ensemble for width. Ensemble mode, amount maybe 10 to 25%, slow rate, width around 120 to 160. Subtle. Indeed NB, your drums need the center. Too much width on everything makes the drop feel weirdly smaller. Now play it like jungle. Use minor 7 or sus chords. Think F minor 7 or F sus 2 kind of shapes. Rhythm-wise, play stabs on offbeats or in syncopated gaps. A classic move is to let the snare hit, then the stab answers after. Keep it simple and repetitive with tiny variations. Rave hooks work because they're placed well, not because they're complicated. Now let's build the Hoover or Rave Reese hybrid. On the Hoover track, load operator. After it, put chorus ensemble, saturator, EQ8, auto filter, optional glue compressor, and utility. In operator, Start with a basic detuned stack. Choose an algorithm where oscillators are going straight to output, no FM yet. Set OSC to SAW at 0 dB, OSC B to SAW at minus 6 dB and detune it up, like plus 6 to 12 cents. OSC C to SAW at minus 12 dB and detune it down, minus 6 to 12 cents. OSC D to square at minus 18 dB for a hollow undertone. Amp envelope, a bit more sustain than the stab. Attack fast, decay 300 to 800 ms, sustain around minus 6 to minus 12 dB, release 120 to 250 ms. This is a mid layer that holds its place over the groove. Now for the Hoover edge, add a touch of FM, but don't go cartoon siren. Change the algorithm so OSC B modulates OSC lightly. Set ratio on B around 2.00, and bring the mod level in very gently. Start around 5 to 15. You're aiming for brassy tearing, not chaos. Then widen and animate it. Chorus ensemble in chorus or ensemble mode, amount may be 25 to 45%, slowish rate, width 140 to 180. Then auto filter for movement. Band pass is a classic move for that old school emphasis. Put the frequency somewhere between 600 Hz and 2.5K and automate it. Add resonance around 20 to 35%. If you want rhythmic movement, use the filter LFO, sine wave, sync to half a bar or one bar, with a small amount. The key word is small. If the filter motion is too deep, it starts sounding like an effect instead of a musical layer. Now EQ it like a DNB mid. High pass it at 120 to 200. This is not your sub. Then manage harshness around 2.5 to 4.5K if it starts ripping your head off. If it's not speaking, a tiny bump around 900 Hz to 1.6K can help. One more coach rule. Phase discipline. If you're going to layer Hoover with Mentasm later, start both in mono and balance them first. Then widen only one of them. If both are wide, the stereo field gets busy and your drop feels weaker. Now the Mentasm style metallic lead. On the Mentasm track, load wave eatable. After it, put phaser flanger, saturator, EQ8, optional redux, auto filter, and utility. In wave eatable, set OSC 1 to SAW. OSC 2 to SAW as well, but quieter, like minus 9 to minus 15 dB, and attune slightly. Then the key, band pass filtering. Set the filter mode to band pass. Put the frequency around 800 Hz to 2.2K. Resonance 25 to 45%. Add drive, maybe 4 to 8 dB. That band pass focus is what gives you that nasal, hornish bite that slices through a break. Amp envelope, still fairly snappy. Attack 0 to 3 ms. Decay 200 to 400 ms. Sustain low, like minus 10 to minus 18 dB. Release around 80 to 160 ms. Optional but highly effective. A tiny pitch envelope. Give it a small downward pitch drop at the start, like minus 6 to minus 18 semitones, with a decay of 40 to 90 milliseconds. That creates the pew articulation that reads like a sampled rave lead. Now the secret sauce, phaser flanger. Choose phaser first. Set rate slow, 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, or sync it to 1 bar, amount 40 to 70, feedback 10 to 25, keep dry slash wet around 15 to 35. You want metallic motion that's alive, not a washing machine. Then saturate. Analog clip or wave shaper, drive 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. After that, optional redux for hardware grime. Downsample may be 2 to 6. Dry slash wet 5 to 15. Small. You want texture under the note, not a destroyed signal. Performance and arrangement tip. Mentasm is strongest as a hook, not a pad. Use short one or two note riffs. Add pitch bends using clip envelopes, and place phrases after the snare for call and response. Automate the band pass frequency a bit higher at the end of a 4 or 8 bar phrase so it feels like it's lifting energy. Advanced variation if you want talking formant vibes without external plugins. Add two auto filters in a row, both in band pass. Automate one from about 700 Hz up to 1.6K, and the other from about 1.2K up to 2.8K. But move them in opposite directions. That crossing motion creates vowel-like movement. Now the FX track, a noise riser. On the FX track, load operator and set OSC to noise, white noise. Amp envelope, sustain full, release 200 to 600 ms. Add auto filter after it. Set it to high pass. Automate the frequency from around 100 Hz up to 8 or 12K over 1 to 4 bars. Add a bit of resonance, 10 to 25, and a bit of drive, 3 to 6 dB. Then echo, sync to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 25 to 45. Filter the delay, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K. Then reverb or hybrid reverb, decay 2 to 6 seconds depending on the moment, Predele 10 to 25 ms. Filter the reverb so the low end stays clean. Classic jungle trick. Resample the riser and reverse it, so it sucks into the snare. Now we need to talk about what makes these sounds feel real. Resampling and printing. Create an audio track named Resample Print. Set audio from to the synth track you want, or use resampling if you prefer grabbing the full output. Record 4 to 8 bars of your riffs or stabs. Once it's audio, do the rave moves. Transpose down by 3, 5 or 12 semitones to get weight. Choose warp modes intentionally. Complex Pro if you need it to stay smooth, beats if you want it to get choppier and more percussive. Add fade-ins to kill clicks. Then process the audio clip like a sample. EQ8, high pass at 120 to 200 if it's a mid layer. A touch of saturator. Auto filter for movement. Utility to control width and keep lows mono. A really strong workflow here is the 3 print method. Print a dry version with no time effects. Print an effects version with chorus, phaser, saturation. Then print a throw version, where you only record the moments with delay or reverb sends popping off. Now an arrangement, you can switch between those prints like sampler variations without constantly tweaking devices. Now, mixing and placement, common mistakes and how to avoid them. First, too much reverb directly on the channel. Indeed NB, huge verb smear the snare and kill loudness. Keep the core dry, and use returns with filtering. Second, no low cut on stabs and leads. If your rave sound has energy below about 150 Hz, it will fight your sub and kick. High pass it. Third, over-widening everything. Wide hoovers plus wide breaks equals weak center. Use utility to mono below roughly 120 to 180 Hz. And remember, widen by section. You can be wider in the intro, slightly narrower in the drop for impact, then widen again in the breakdown. Fourth, harsh buildup in 2 to 5K. That's where rave tones live, and it's also where your snare crack lives. Here's a pro move, treat the break as your reference EQ curve. While the break plays, sweep an EQ8 bell on your rave sound around 2 to 6K. The moment the snare loses its crack, that's your do not live here zone. Cut there deliberately. Fifth, too many notes. Rave hooks in DNB win, because they're simple and rhythmically placed. Bass is part of the groove. Extra advanced mix trick with stock only. Use M/S EQ after widening effects. Put EQ8 in M/S mode. On the side channel, add a tiny high shelf above 6 to 10K for air and width. On the mid channel, do a small dip around 2 to 4K if the center is clashing with the snare or vocal. That way you keep width without hollowing out the groove. Also, don't overcompress stabs for consistency. Clip gain and MIDI velocity are often the better choice. Overcompression can make a stab feel flat and modern instead of punchy and sampled. Now let's put it into a quick DNB arrangement skeleton. Use call and response lanes. This audio version is shortened for playback.